In the time of Jesus, a lot of the Pharisees would have, and some of the other Jewish leaders would have, these wooden boxes that they would tie to their foreheads with ribbons. And they would put scripture passages in these wooden boxes. And the typical scripture passage that they'd put in was from our first reading today, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And they would actually pray that prayer three times every day. It was called the Shema, and it was the name that the Jews gave that particular prayer. So this was a very, very common and well-known passage to the Jewish people. And the reason they'd wear this passage on their forehead is because later in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says to speak about these words, to teach them to your children, and to keep them between your eyes. And so they literally kept them between their eyes. I mean, you can interpret that passage figuratively, like, you know, keep your focus on it. But some of them would interpret it literally and actually wear the passage on their forehead. But, as we look at this passage, it wouldn't be a surprise that Jesus highlighted this particular passage as the most important commandment because it was so well known. But as we look at this commandment, you know, God doesn't command us to love him above all things because he needs our love. It's not something selfish on God's part. The reason why he gives us this commandment is for our benefit. Our lives are richer when love is present. You know, if we don't love anyone in our lives are going to be empty. And so the more relationships of love that we have and the deeper those relationships are, the richer our lives become. And the more fulfillment we attain. And that's true above all with our relationship with God. Because he is the greatest being in existence. And he's the one who created us. And so our love for him is what leads to the greatest possible fulfillment that we can attain. And so the secret to having a rich life and having the fullness of life is to be in a relationship with love of God. And so this commandment today, if we internalize it and we live it, we'll actually find the fulfillment we're created for. And so the question I'd ask for us to reflect upon today is a very simple question, but an important one. Do we love God? Do we love God? And I think most people, their initial reaction would be, oh yes, of course I love God. You know, who would say, no, I don't love God? Very few people would say, oh no, I don't love God. But what does it mean to love God? And what does it mean to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength? What does that mean? What does that look like? You know, apparently, you can read from this that there's actually degrees of love. You know, that it's possible to love someone totally or maybe not so much. So what does it mean to love God totally and not just with part of our hearts? There's one phrase that Jesus adds here, which is not in the Old Testament passage. And he says, to love God with all your mind. So what does that mean to love God with all your mind or your intellect? Well, one of the questions we can ask ourselves is, do we think about God every day? Are we constantly thinking about him and our relationship with him? You know, is that where our thoughts go frequently? You know, do we recognize that throughout the course of our day, every blessing that we have, the food that we have on our table, that our family members or friends who are around us, you know, if we, you know, see a beautiful sunset, do we recognize that all of these are blessings from God? And he's the one that we should give gratitude for having all these blessings. You know, do we make decisions based upon what is most pleasing to God? You know, do we think, you know, well, I have some free time today. You know, how can I use this or a decision regarding our family or our career path or something like that? When we make important decisions, do we think first what is most pleasing to God? Is that the lens through which we look at our life on a daily basis? You know, that's what it means to love God with all of our mind. You know, when we come to prayer, you know, do we delight in who God is, in his goodness? Or do we find ourselves more concerned with something else in life that our minds are focused on? What does it mean to love God with all of our strength? Well, part of that would be, do we pray every day? And do we go to Mass, you know, certainly every Sunday, but also other times when we have the opportunity? You know, maybe even when we're exhausted. You know, there's times where it's like, well, I haven't said my daily prayers today, but it's late at night, and my pillow's looking really good right now. You know, do we love God with all of our strength and say, well, no, I'm going to say my prayers before I go to bed? You know, or, you know, are we willing to do penance when it demands something of us physically, when it's tough to do it? You know, to love God with all of our strength implies that there's a challenge there. Like, if there's no challenge and there's no difficulty and we're not pushing ourselves, and you know, if we don't have to draw deep for strength to love God, then that maybe is a sign that we're not pushing ourselves. You know, we're not loving him with all of our strength. You know, do we stand up for what we know is right, even when there's consequences to doing so? And so, you know, these are all things that you know, require strength of us in our love of God. You know, if there's some difficulty that we face in life, like some unexpected illness that we face, or some challenge, do we love God enough that we say, Lord, I am going to accept this, even though it's sacrificial, and I have to make a tremendous sacrifice? Now, St. Teresa of Avila, when she was a Carmelite sister, and when she was establishing a new convent, this convent was dedicated to St. Joseph. You know, they were so tight on finances that they didn't have enough money to buy anything to put on their bread. They were just eating dry bread for their food. They didn't have any butter or any jelly or anything to put on it. But they made sure that for Mass, they had clean and pristine altar cloths, and they had all the candles that they needed, and everything was the best that they could provide for Mass. You know, and apparently a visiting priest even kind of made a sarcastic comment to him about how opulent everything was at their convent. But what he didn't realize was that the sisters were making a tremendous sacrifice to make sure that God was provided for, even sacrificing their own comfort. And the reason they did that is because they loved God with all their strength. And so, you know, as we reflect on this commandment, you know, our love for God can't just be lip service or lukewarm. You know, love of God doesn't mean that we just think happy thoughts about God or positive thoughts about him. To love God means we actually make sacrifices, and that our minds and our hearts and our whole soul is consumed with love for him. You know, that's a sacrificial love that has to permeate us. And so I encourage us to do an examination of conscience with this commandment, and ask ourselves, where are we loving God, or where are we not loving him with all of our heart and strength and mind and soul? And what we'll discover is none of us has a perfect love for God. Each of us probably has areas that we need to go to confession and confess, you know, various ways that we haven't loved God as fully as we should. But as we do so, it'll allow the love of God to conquer areas within us that perhaps need to be conquered. And what we'll find is the more pure and the deeper our love for God becomes, the richer and the happier our lives will be as a result.